I jumped in the truck and had a 266 consecutive day challenging homophobia tour of regional, rural and remote Australia, and the tour was called Beyond That. So again, it was talk to not only lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex individuals, but also mainstream Australia, and say, you know, is this an issue for you? What are you doing currently to support people and challenge homophobia, and what can we do to make sure you're doing more of that? And what I found was regional Australia was saying it's about bloody time that we had these conversations. We need to have these conversations because either young people are taking their lives or they're actually leaving for the big smoke, and we don't want to lose our young people.
When you told people from the city that you're embarking on this journey, they warned you, is that correct?
Yeah, so when I said I was going to go to particularly the mining communities, people told me not to go. They said, when you get to Kalgoorlie, leave your window up, get petrol and keep on moving. When I said I'm going to Mount Isa, they said, why the F would you go to Mount Isa? There's nothing there. And my answer was really clear. It was, if I don't go, who else will? And we need to find out what we can do in those communities, and we need to show that we've got the support. And you know, I found that people there are supportive, and they are saying it's about bloody time, and how can we do more of this?
We've got a new coalition government in the Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, doesn't support gay marriage. What do you see happening in the next 3 years? I mean, particularly with his possible challenge to legislation in the ACT?
I think that Tony Abbott's going to continue his he's going to continue the work of John Howard in opposing this if it comes up, particularly in the ACT. But I think that with moves in Tasmania as well, that's going to make things even more interesting. I think that the only hope that we have, and a lot of us are hopeful that there might be a conscience vote, but that's not certain. I think that a lot of people have said let's go to the states and territories, and then let's see what happens in 3 years' time with the next federal election. So I think that most people realise that Tony Abbott is rusted onto the "I didn't promise anything, and so therefore I'm not going to introduce anything new." I'd love to see that change, but I'm more hopeful than certain that will happen.
And what about your personal experience in coming out to family and friends? What was that like?
I came out a long time ago. I came out when I was 18, after I finished high school. The majority of my family were really, really supportive. My brother didn't cope with it very well, but he now apologises profusely for what he says being a meathead. I guess my story is no different to lots of other people. I come from country Australia. My family knew me, and they realised that even if it was a big shock and it was new and they didn't necessarily think I was gay, it was more the fact that, look, really nothing's changed. And if anything, you're more yourself now that you've come out, and that means that we feel closer to you. We have a lot to learn, and we need to get used to the idea of it. And like a lot of people, it also helps when, you know, I got my first partner. So they just said, oh, your partner doesn't have two heads, and you know, and I remember my brother saying, oh, he actually drinks beer. I thought that all he'd drink was, you know, pink champagne. So it's just about debunking those everyday stereotypes and showing that people are people and nothing much changes.